Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today we are going to talk about the rising popularity of peptides. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, sub, share, comment, any interaction with the channel. It helps the channel to grow, and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Today's video is sponsored by LetsGetChecked.com. Now, LetsGetChecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. It's very simple. All you have to do is go to the website, letsgetchecked.com, pick out whatever test you want. They have it all: hormonal, sexual health, wellness, for men and women both. Order whatever test that you want. They're going to ship it to you. You're going to register the kit online. You're going to provide the sample. You're going to ship it back. You're going to get your results extremely fast. They'll notify you by email. They got doctors and nurses there to help you with any questions or comments or concerns that you might have. So check them out, letsgetchecked.com. Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right, so let's talk about the rising popularity in peptides. Now, peptides have been around for a pretty long time in reality. A lot of people didn't know about them, I guess, as much. It was a much more rare topic to see discussed on message boards, forums, videos. I mean, people talked about them for sure, but I mean, it really wasn't extremely popular when they first started coming out and were an option for people to use. And there wasn't nearly as many as there are now either, in fairness. And then what happened was SARMs then came around too, and a lot more people ended up being drawn to SARMs. And a lot of that is, you know, a lot of peptides with frequent injections, and it can, it's more of a hassle to do. And a lot of the results with peptides on some of them, especially when there were minimal to choose from, they're not so profound. And not that SARMs are as strong as steroids by any stretch of the imagination, and I've covered that, but the SARMs gains can be pretty still well noticeable and profound. And a lot of the peptide stuff is with like strength, improvements in skin, libido improvements, like melanotans with your tan. There's peptides for your hair. I mean, there's peptides for fat loss. There's peptides for everything. Peptides similar to HGH, like IGF, your GHRs. There's a ton. There's a lot to learn. I still, you know, am not fully like I am with SARMs and steroids in terms of all of the peptides, because there's so damn many. It's like the same with nootropics. It's difficult. I mean, but there's new things coming in. I'm always on top of it, and I'm always reading, and I'm always learning, and I'm just reading and seeing and listening to the amount of more buzz that it gets, more discussion, more talk, more people stacking them with SARMs, more people using them with steroids, more people just using them on their own. More people really just learning about them in general. And it seems to me that they've become more mainstream. And you know, really a lot of it when it takes is like Anavar, for example, got so popular. Why? Because celebrities started using it or talking about it. That helps to get it out there further. HGH, when you see baseball players using it way back. When did HGH really start getting so crazy? Anti-aging clinics opening up, being more popular, more talked about. Of course, people talked about it and we knew about it, but not to the extent it does until it was made famous by somebody that was in the limelight or spotlight that you saw using it. And that makes anybody drawn to something or want to use it. That's all it generally takes. Well, and then the peptides now have become so much more mainstream in terms of anti-aging clinics. So you're seeing a lot of these clinics that a lot of people are going to for TRT, and then they're getting put on several different kinds of peptides. Within the past like 2-3 years, I have gotten so many more emails and questions and comments about people that are prescribed several different peptides, because a lot of these anti-aging clinics are putting you on 2 to 3, which is completely fine, and that's great if you're getting them, you know, like straight from a clinic like that. The problem is a lot of them are just putting you on whatever. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're telling you, and that's where it's a problem, and why I'm so just, I don't know. I hate to say that because I don't ever like to say that it's everybody in this industry, because I'm sure there's some good ones out there, but I'm just really just not disgusted, but just I don't care for them, because I feel and believe, and it's because I've seen it, the motives are not good, and it just, it pisses me off to a high, high level. And it, you know, it's not like a direct shot at Dylan Jamelli, but I take it almost personal when I'm sitting here trying to teach people to do things the right way. It's just extremely counter-fucking-productive to what I'm trying to teach and convey everybody. So it does, You know, I've gotten pretty good over the years about just brushing things off and whatever, but stuff like that's different. It's not a hater or a troll. I mean, this is people that are just don't really care, and they're just taking people for whatever they can, and it takes away, like I said, from people like myself, and I'm certainly not the only one in here trying to teach people how to do things the right way. There's tons. But, you know, and it pisses me off for everybody that's taking the time to do that, because it's confusing, too. And let's face facts. We all do this at some point in our lives where it's like, I got struck out 9 times with people telling me what I don't want to hear. I just need to find that one person that convinces me that it's what I need to hear, what I want to do, and then they'll do it for me. And then you, okay, well, somebody said it. You know, and that's just life. That's how it is. And the older we get, the less we do that, hopefully. But the popularity is so extremely, like, fair, I guess. It's what is it, warranted almost to an extent, because look at all the options. I just have been doing more videos, the AOD peptide, the tensofenzine that I just did, just ultra weight loss things coming out. And you see it more and more and more and more different types. You know, the melanotans have been around for a long time with people using them, but extremely popular. I mean, everybody wants to tan, and most don't want to use tanning beds. I mean, and there's a way, and then it increases libido, and you know, it's almost as like there's a freaking category for everything you could want with peptides, and like prescribed often. I see ipamorelin prescribed a ton, and it's a great peptide. I've covered it in great detail, and these things are great too because they do help with sleep. And your skin and your anti-aging and healing, like your BPC-157 and your TB-500 and BPC-157. You know, try to say that shit fast and you see what happens. It is becoming, it's just like I did the video on RAD-140 being the new king of SARMs. And I get this information directly from different companies and people that I try to at least get some insight from so I can give proper information and not come on here and speak out of my ass. So I do ask, and I know owners of several different companies, and I try to get some kind of, at least, nobody's going to give me their financials, which I don't want to know. I don't care what they're selling per month, but I do like to know what they're selling the most of and what's the most popular. That information, they just don't hand it out easily if you are friends with somebody or know somebody. And BPC-157 seems to be the biggest selling peptide right now, just like RAD-140. And if you do searches, this verifies it when you start doing Google searches. And I'm no IT SEO expert, but I because I've been around it enough, I know what to look for and see. And I can see, and these are the most highly searched. But my point is there's such a wide array of options for so many different types of people. You know, and then like I said, there's stuff for your hair, there's things for your libido, there's the Delta Sleep Inducive Peptide for sleep. I mean, there's a lot of options. So it goes without saying, GHRPs, and especially things that can help with hunger, because a lot of people struggle with their eating, that they're trying to bulk. These are great additions. HGH Fragment, another one great for weight loss. And it's just, it's a crazy cool little world to learn about and to see grow. And it's just, it's very cool. I'll be honest with you. One of the main reasons that I got so into SARMs was after the first time of actually trying it and seeing what it did. Because at that time it was like, you know, they weren't, when I first tried them, like nobody talked about them or used them or anything. It was so rare. It's not like I'm the founder of SARMs, because I'm not by any stretch, but when I'm telling you, it was very rare to get any sort of information on it. It was difficult. And I used them and I saw what it did. And it was only MK-2866 and S4. You know, the ones that are the oldest, the first, and now barely anybody even uses them because there's something new, something does more different. So they don't get used nearly as much. MK-2866 does often, but you know, with S4 having a vision side effect, a lot of people will steer away from it at times. And so seeing that, I thought, okay, SARMs is going to be huge. But and I had used peptides, and I was just never expected them to get to the level that they have. I'm going to be perfectly honest, and it's just crazy. But shit, I don't know everything. It was just from what I observed and believed and whatever. It's just, it's crazy to see where they've come and how popular they've become. And rightfully so, there's so many different great options. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.